With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Friday, August 21st, and we're going to get right into this because I've got a lot of emails that have been piling up and piling up. Mark and I are really trying to work our way through these. I love doing these daily podcasts with you guys, but I am so looking forward to the time where the questions are diminishing. That will be a true sign. It'll be like cases and illness diminishes, the unemployment problem diminishes, your scared, freaked out questions diminish. That will be the sign that we are getting to a more normal state, but doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. So let's do it. Let's get to your questions. This is from Cynthia, who writes, "Thank you so much for the daily Q&A sessions. You've become my financial Buddha." I love that. Calming me, reminding me to do nothing when my financial anxiety flares up. Mark, I feel like you could do like a financial Buddha. You could make a meme of me as a Buddha, put my head on top of that Buddha body. That's a good assignment for you if you want to just waste some time today. Okay, maybe someone else will do it who's listening. Okay, Cynthia says, "My spouse and I are getting confusing information regarding conversions from our tax accountant. We're both in our mid-50s. I'm a college administrator. She's a former professor, now working part-time. So Cynthia makes 125 grand, partner 17 grand. They've got a year of emergency reserves in cash. They've got $1 million combined in a TIAA, 401k, and 403b. I have $100,000 in a Roth, also a TIAA. Purchased long-term care insurance last summer. No other debt than a $1,500 a month mortgage." Okay, sounds good. "I currently max out my 403b and my Roth. She is not contributing to retirement, but we just opened a Roth with her stimulus money. We expect she will earn more in retirement than her current salary, so looking for tax advantage of Roth, but also a fund for out-of-pocket medical expenses, maybe a special vacations in retirement. We want to convert 50 grand from her 401k into the new Roth. Tax accountant reported that that would cost us 18 grand in taxes. We file jointly. Ouch! We don't want to pay for that out of our emergency fund." He then further advised against any conversion. "If we can't afford 18 grand of tax on the 50 grand, should we move over a little every year? Say 5,000? Seems like that won't impact us much at tax time. Or do we do nothing to add to what she can to her Roth monthly? We feel like we could be missing something here." All right, let's look at these numbers for a second. So 125, 135, 140. Here's what I would do. You're married filing jointly. You're in the 22% tax bracket right now. I would convert as much as you can of the retirement account, the amount that would keep you in the current tax bracket, and the amount that you can afford to pay out of your cash that wouldn't make you feel uncertain. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to do $5,000 or $10,000 a year. And I'm not sure why your accountant is actually arguing against that. The reality is, gang, I think the beauty of the Roth is not just about that you have this money that's already been taxed, but that it can actually make your retirement distributions a lot easier. We also have to be aware that tax brackets are probably going up. So I say do it, even if it's a little bit. Go for it. Joel writes, "I'm just beginning my retirement during these turbulent times. I've been disciplined in my investing over the years, and as such, I've got a rainy day bucket of 3 years of liquid funds that I could use before I would need to invade my investments and retirement funds. Worst case scenario, if the recovery does take 3 years and I end up depleting this reserve, how do I replenish my rainy day fund?" Oh, this is easy. All you need to do is you actually take money out of your investment or retirement accounts, and you try to do so in a tax-efficient way. Now, not knowing what you have I think it's certainly worth your time to think about this, but I wouldn't worry too much. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't spend all this money down in 3 years and then do something. I think at the end of the year, if you're a little bit light on your three-year fund, then you move some money over. But I would do it every year when I do my tax loss harvesting, or maybe when you end up doing your required minimum distribution at that time. All right. This is from Frank, who's the sole earner for his family of five. His kids are 5, 2, and 1. I make $78,000 a year at a stable company, but I'm planning to quit soon and start my own business. I've got $70,000 in cash, $1,600 a month mortgage at 4.375%, $20,000 in student loans at $200 a month. I have no retirement accounts. I have one investment property, which nets us $500 a month. My question is, what should I do with my finances, if anything, in preparation for my career? Mark, are you ready for my answer? Number one, do not quit your job. Are you out of your mind, Frank? I am a dream crusher. Mark is calling me the dream crusher. While you still have a job, now I'm going to really do this for real. This is what I would do. I would not start a business. So here's what I would do. While I still have a job, refinance your mortgage, okay? Because you're at 4.375%. You'll never be able to refi when you start your own business. Refinance your mortgage, number one. When you refinance your mortgage, be sure to add in the $20,000 of student loans and pay those off also. I have no idea why you're starting a business. You're the sole earner of your family of five. This better be some damn good business. I'm squashing the dream. I want to know more about the new business. I think this is hugely risky. Gus writes, I'm 60 years old. I plan to retire in 5 years. The bulk of my retirement income is with Vanguard. I've got some smaller retirement accounts at other firms. Should I consolidate my retirement funds with a single institution? Yes, and use Vanguard. It's a great company and it's cheap. Last question of the day, Maria writes, I have a Fidelity 401k account at work. And before COVID and currently, all the investment options available except bonds were negative year to date. Should I move to bonds to get a positive return or ride it out? Ah, of course, Maria wrote this during the worst of the market downturn. And so I hope you did nothing, Maria, because no, you should never make a market timing move. How easy is that as an answer? Okay. That's it. That is, I mean, dog days of August, Mark. It's just happening here. We are so delighted that you join us. We are so grateful that you spend time with us. And if you wouldn't mind, could you please tell some friends about this podcast? You can send them a link or maybe just send them the email address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or radio.com, Google Play, anywhere else you find your favorite podcasts. As always, wash those hands, wear those masks, maintain your physical distancing. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.